And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's increasingly clear that climate change is not just a problem, but a dire moral crisis for humanity. From the destructive storms, flooding, droughts, and fires afflicting more and more regions of our state, nation, and planet, to the melting polar ice caps and rising oceans, to massive species die-offs, the impacts of carbon pollution and rising global temperatures threaten life on Earth as we know it. Fortunately, all hope is not lost, as Kenneth Kimmel, president of the Union of Concerned Scientists, told a large, enthusiastic, and interfaith audience at a Raleigh church last week, humans have the knowledge, technology, and the resources to slow global warming in the coming decades to an acceptable and livable level that will allow our children and grandchildren to survive and thrive. There is, however, no time to waste. The more we delay when it comes to transitioning to a non-carbon-based energy economy, the lower our chances of success and survival quickly become. Let's hope last week's event, which brought together scientists and faith leaders from across our state, helps flip the policy switch in North Carolina. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.